Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Thanks so much for being with us today, Wednesday edition. With Chad Withrow, I'm Jonathan Hutton, and we are pleased to be joined by Kenny Albert, who was a great guest for us back in the playoffs last year, where we caught up with him at Bridgestone Arena. He's back on the call at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow, NBC Sports Network tomorrow night, 2 o'clock on NBC Saturday afternoon. We say hello to Kenny Albert right now. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. How are you?
Doing great. The last sport you called, where were you?
Well, I've actually had, I think, 4 days off. So
it's
been a while, relatively speaking. It was a basketball game Saturday night, the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. So that was the last one.
You called a lot of Preds hockey in the playoffs last year. You've seen them this year. And last year, you saw Gaudreau and Zolnarczyk and Auberg all play roles on their way through the postseason. As you study, Kenny, and prepare for this Nashville team this year, what stands out to you this year compared to a year ago?
Well, I think obviously it was a great regular season, President's Trophy, first place in the division. But what stands out to me when I look at the Predators roster is the depth down the middle. And, you know, you guys remember what took place in the finals with all the injuries and, you know, the depth players you mentioned. Gaudreau had a great playoff, and guys like Zolnarczyk and Cody McLeod, guys like that. But when you look at Johansson, Turris, Bonino, and Fisher, and Yarncroke, you know, the strength down the middle, I think that's the biggest difference from last year.
What is the story of the Nashville Predators to a national audience? Do you think the hockey fan outside of Tennessee, they look at the Preds as entertaining and interesting?
Well, I think so much changed last year with the run to the Stanley Cup Final. I think prior to last year, folks outside Nashville probably didn't know too much about the team and the city and the identity of the team. But when you look at what they did last year, sweeping the Blackhawks in the first round, winning the three game ones on the road, beating the Ducks in the conference final, giving the Penguins such a great fight in the Stanley Cup Final, I think now, over the course of last spring and then this season, they've become a national story. And obviously, by winning the President's Trophy, got the job done on the ice. And really, when you look at the roster from top to bottom, it's so strong in all areas, from Pekka on out, the defense core, and the forwards we just talked about. But I think, yes, I think due to the march to the Stanley Cup Final last year, they have become a team that has certainly a national interest. Like you said, they'll be on national TV game two against Colorado on Saturday. And, you know, the biggest difference this year, last year they go in as the 8th seed in the West, the 16th team overall in the regular season standings, and maybe surprise some people in the early rounds, but now they're the favorites. They're the number one team in the regular season. We've only seen one of the last 9 President's Trophy winners win the Cup, and I know that's something that the listeners probably don't want to hear about in Nashville, but now there's a little bit of pressure on them and higher expectations as well.
Kenny, you mentioned you call sports all over the place in different leagues. Just got done calling the Knicks-Bucks game the other night. We are here in Nashville, so we like to think of Nashville as a destination for people nationally. Is it that for you and your broadcast team when you come to a game now at Bridgestone Arena that this has become a destination for national media members to come
absolutely.
See?
Absolutely. Absolutely, no question about it. I was lucky enough to get there, I think, 5 different trips last year. Had some of the second-round series with St. Louis, and then the Anaheim series, and then the Pittsburgh series on the radio, and it's become one of my favorite cities. I've been going there, you know, since the Predators came into the league. I do the radio for the Rangers as well, so started there in 99 when Wayne Gretzky had the 5-point game, the first and only time that he played in Nashville. I've been there a bunch of times for Titans games as well, but it's right up there for me. I was so excited. I received the assignment on Monday morning. Had no idea where I'd be going, which one of the 8 series, and when the email came in at about 8:30 on Monday morning and saw that I was heading to Nashville today, could not have been more excited.
Is Nathan MacKinnon the best overall player in the series?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, he's certainly up there. He had a tremendous year, 97 points, fifth in the league in scoring. You know, I think just going by the numbers, you'd have to say yes. But, you know, when you look on the other side, Forsberg, a Subban, a Roman Josi, Ellis, Ekholm, Rinne, you know, they all do different things. So points-wise, for sure. But there are a bunch of top players in the league on the other side as well.
Kenny, to take it a step further with MacKinnon, is he capable of carrying Colorado to the extent that they make this a real series?
Well, I think, you know, the Avalanche and their fans certainly hope so. They're in the same position the Predators were in last year. Last team in the playoffs, they got in by winning that last game against St. Louis, a team that hasn't had much postseason success. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2014. And it's really been a remarkable season. They were actually in New York opening night. They beat the Rangers that night, and I think, you know, they certainly opened a lot of people's eyes right from the start of the season. 48 points last year, and they improved. They nearly doubled that. They improved by 47 points this year. MacKinnon, a big reason why. You know, obviously they have some big injuries. Varlamov, their starting goaltender's out for the series, and Predator fans certainly remember Jonathan Bernier, who started Game 6 for Anaheim last year.
Yeah.
And when the Predators advanced to the final, he was in goal for the injured Gibson in that game. And
they had success against him.
They certainly did. And Eric Johnson, one of the top defensemen on the Avalanche, is out for the series. So, you know, they're in a bit of a hole right from the start. You know, I think special teams could be a key. When you look at, you know, both teams, the Predators were among the league leaders in shorthanded goals. The Avalanche allowed the most shorthanded goals. Colorado scored the third most power play goals in the league. And they also had the most power plays, and the Predators had to defend the most power plays. So I think that could be a big part of it. MacKinnon and Rantanen both scored 12 power play goals. So I think that's an area that Avalanche will look to maintain their success in, you know, starting tomorrow with Game 1.
You mentioned Eric Johnson and him being out. He missed 20 games this season, but he still led the team in ice time. How significant is the drop-off between him and the rest of the defense corps for Colorado?
No, he's a big loss, and he's probably their best defender. Tyson Barrie puts up a lot of points. He's their best offensive defenseman, but Johnson's a big loss. He was a guy who was a number one overall pick in the draft by St. Louis, and he's out with the patella injury, and with the goaltender Varlamov out as well, both out for the series. Those are pretty key injuries.
For over a year, we heard the Matt Duchene trade talk in Colorado. They finally traded him, and from that point on, they were a second-tier playoff team for the remainder of the season. Nashville also benefited from that trade with Kyle Turris. Colorado improved. Nashville improved. Kenny, which team do you think improved the most from that trade?
You know, it's probably hard to say which improved the most. You know, with Colorado, they didn't get a big-name player in the deal. They traded one away, and for whatever reason, it seemed to spur on MacKinnon and the rest of the team. Turris has been a huge addition, and he's also a really good playoff player. With Ottawa, I've had the chance to see him against the Rangers on a couple of occasions. He scored some big overtime goals, so he's a guy that always seems to step it up in the playoffs. So it's probably pretty equal as far as which team benefited the most from the deal.
You know, the Preds became the story last year with the big upset and the sweep over Chicago in the first round and the run they went on. What about this Chicago story based on where they were a year ago, low point team in the league, to where they are now, just the ability to get in the playoffs a year later?
No, you have to give, you know, their entire staff, Coach Jared Bednar, a lot of success. He received one of my three votes. The broadcasters get to vote for Coach of the Year. You know, I think Gerard Gallant out in Las Vegas should win it going away, but Bednar, like I said, received one of my other two votes. And the general manager, Joe Sakic, and some of the young players stepped up. You know, we talked about MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog. You know, they play together. They were the top three scorers. A couple of rookies. Kerfoot had a good year. He was among the top 15 in scoring among rookies in the league, and Tyson Barrie always puts up good numbers on the back end. So, you know, you have to be impressed. Last place in the conference last year, both last place teams, New Jersey and Colorado, last in the East, last in the West last season, and they both make it to the playoffs this year.
Kenny Albert on the call for Predators and Avalanche for NBC beginning tomorrow night. Kenny, one of the best broadcasters when it comes to crossover around NFL, NHL, MLB, you mentioned NBA, And every time we've talked with you, Kenny, in the past, it's been mid-series of the playoffs. With the blank canvas of the new series and the playoffs beginning, how do you go about putting together your preparation for the series instead of just adjusting your thoughts as the series and storylines progress?
Well, it's always such an exciting time when the playoffs get underway, and I'm fortunate to be involved on the TV side with NBC. And it's actually a little bit different for me, guys, this year. I mentioned I do the Rangers radio, and they've had a tremendous run the last 5 or 6 years. They've been to 3 Eastern Conference Finals, 1 Stanley Cup. So I've actually juggled. I've been a lot busier in the early rounds of the playoffs the last 4 years. This year I'll actually have off days between games, believe it or not. In the past, I've been going back and forth between the TV series and the Rangers, wherever they might be. So with the Rangers missing the playoffs for the first time since 2010, it's Predators Avalanche for sure for the first 4 games. Probably the entire series. Sometimes they'll shuffle us around depending on how the other series go, if some of them end early, but assuming I'll be on this one for the duration. So I've seen the Predators a couple of times in person this year, probably saw 15 of their playoff games in person last year, haven't seen as much of the Avalanche. So the past 3 days have been just catching up a little bit, doing the normal preparation, a lot of reading and watching some previous games and going through my notes. And it's a lot easier, believe it or not, in the playoffs. In the regular season, you might see 6 or 8 different teams in a week. You know, as far as the preparation in the playoffs, if you're on one series, you do a bulk of the work before it gets started, and then you're watching the same teams every night. You're at the practices, you know, you're reading everything each day, but, you know, you really see the storylines develop, and you feel like you're a part of it. So it's actually, in a way, easier once the playoffs start when you're around the same teams all the time.
Well, and you also had the opportunity to be on the broadcast team for hockey in the Olympics in Pyeongchang. What was that experience like for you?
It was tremendous. I've had the good fortune to be involved now in the last 5 Winter Olympics, men's and women's hockey. And this year was obviously different on the men's side with the NHL players not there. But the gold medal game was certainly memorable between Germany and Russia. But the women's gold medal game, you know, that's the one that stands out. And certainly one of the top events I've ever been involved in. And not only will I be joined by Brian Boucher tomorrow on the broadcast, but AJ Molesko, who was in the booth with me that day, who's a gold medalist, 1998 U.S. Olympian in women's hockey. She'll be joining us tomorrow for game one. She worked 3 NHL games after the Olympics during the regular season. So really excited, big opportunity for AJ to work her first playoff game.
This city is buzzing about Eli Tolvanen, and I'm sure you saw him quite a bit in the Olympic Games.
We did, and he was certainly one of the best players over there. When you look at some of the Russians and what they did offensively, Tolvanen was right there with them. And you know, again, he wasn't going against NHL competition for the most part. There were a number of former NHL players over there representing certain countries, but I haven't seen the 3 games he played in. I know it was only 3 during the regular season, but just talking to people over at the Olympics and watching him play, it looks like he's going to be a real good one for the Predators in the future.
Final thing for you, Kenny. You mentioned how busy your schedule is, how tough your schedule has been in recent years. Is that fun or stressful or both?
Well, I wouldn't use the word tough because it's so much fun. You know, we could be doing a lot worse things for a living. Some of the only stressful moments might come during travel. We all hate to travel the day of a game, you know, in case there are any issues. And this time of year, there usually aren't, and knock on wood, I haven't had any. But it's just so much fun bouncing around from series to series and being involved in the playoffs. And, you know, I feel very fortunate that I've never felt, even though there's a lot of work and preparation and travel that goes into it, I never feel like I'm actually going to work, and you guys probably feel the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Kenny, thank you so much, man. We'll look forward to watching your call.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the series, and hopefully we'll speak with you again along the way.
Sounds great. Kenny Albert of NBC has been our guest. You know, he had that crazy stretch last year where he was in 10 different cities in 16 days calling 2 or 3 different sports. He's all over the place this time of year.
And we
talked to him last year. Last year, he was calling games for Fox for Major League Baseball and was going around doing that and the NHL, I believe, the Western Conference Finals.
Well, and he said he's calling Rangers games now on radio all year. I mean, it's amazing to think about. You get to a certain time of year, and sometimes all year for a guy like Kenny Albert, and it's not like you're on the broadcast team for a baseball team where you're with the same team every day, where you're just moving to the next storyline with your team. He's leaving one broadcast and going to a completely different league at times. And immediately his mind has to shift gears from NHL to NBA to NFL to MLB, wherever he's going. It's incredible. And he does a great job.
And he told us that he would be on the call through game four at least, which is great news for us because we really enjoy his call and his work.
Yeah, there's a reason that he's on the Olympics call for hockey. He's very good. And that is a skill. Guys who can call hockey well, that's a definite skill.